My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
On Google, more people are searching for Project 25 than Taylor Swift or the NFL. I think that was the Black Entertainment Network last week put that out. Think about it. Not abortion, abortion, and abortion. Well, they're looking for something else. You know, Trump, they're not going to go after for a day or two. The villainous, the possibly Orwellian Project 2025. Joining us is Hans von Spowski. Hans is the author of the FEC chapter of Project 2025, manager, election law reform initiative, and senior legal fellow at the Edwin Meese Third Center for Legal and Judicial Studies for the Heritage Foundation, which is the principal here putting this out. And Dan and I were going back and forth of what I thought the deep state was, what he thought it might be, and what they're trying to curb. In other words, how was Trump thwarted in the first time around? Let's go to Hans here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Hans, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us. And are you surprised that you're trending more than Taylor Swift or the NFL?
Well, yeah, I have to admit, because our plan's been out for a year. And you have to wonder, yeah, why all of a sudden is it getting all this attention, particularly from the Biden campaign? And I have to tell you, I think it's because they're trying to distract the public from the physical and mental questions that have arisen about the mental and physical abilities of their nominee. And almost everything they're putting out about it is a complete and total fabrication.
Well, we'll get to some of those. Let me ask you, though, did you guys consider doing this on the down low, giving this to Trump, the Trump administration, his people? Because I think the gripe I'd have with the first Trump term was they didn't know going in how many roadblocks could be placed there,
right,
running out the clock, et cetera. When you publicize this, even though it's incredibly thoughtful, detailed, and it's put in, my producer, Dan Hans, made the point today, it's put in really to limit the executive and the executive branch in a way by taking away all these people that have usurped power, these pointy-headed bureaucrats that nobody elected. Why not just give the document to the Trump people, let them execute it?
Oh, well, that's what we intend to do. We hope that's what they do. Look, it's a 900-page document, and there's a chapter in there on every single major government agency, whether it's the Department of Defense, the Department of Justice, and they give detailed plans on how to reform those agencies to bring them back into doing what they are supposed to do, as opposed to things they're doing which they shouldn't be doing. And quite frankly, we hope that a new president will take this and hand it to every member of his cabinet and say, you need to read the chapter on your agency and you need to put this in place.
Well, part of it, the biggest part of it, I think where we start is the people. So getting the right people that are in there. So tell me the line, the media would have us believe that you're in like a coven or something there with people having to put, shave their head like Trump in order to get a job to be in this. What's the line between having someone faithful, how do you guys say to go with this, versus just the zombies that are going to follow Trump and what you guys have written?
Well, we are creating a database of resumes, not much different than what a lot of big corporations do, and we're trying to vet all of these individuals at the time. And what we're looking for is experience, knowledge, but also people who are proven to be conservatives in their outlook on life. And the whole point, what we did too, is that, look, the policy proposals were put together by more than 400 individuals, and they were people who have previously worked in all of these agencies. And what we're now looking for is a database of personnel that we can hand to a new president so that the new president can look through it and find what we think hopefully will be the best people to put into these departments, individuals who aren't scared of what the editorial pages of the Washington Post and New York Times are going to say for them. In fact, I have to tell you, the editorial pages, those two newspapers, if they approve of what you're doing, that's a way of knowing that what you're doing is wrong.
Let's talk about the deep state part. Here's where Dan, my producer, and I were talking about. Now, as I see the deep state, I guess there could be a couple iterations, but one of them are these people that Congress has punted to and lets them just go wild with setting the rules that we're all living under. Is that a form of the deep state we're trying to rein in?
It is. And you saw during Trump's first term that they actually were one of the first administrations in decades that was actually getting rid of, eliminating more regulations than they were putting out. And that's an important part of this, is getting rid. Look, there are so many totally useless regulations out there. There are so many regulations that go far beyond the authority of government agencies. I mean, one just quick example is, as you know, we have agents, we have the federal government now saying that they're going to outlaw gas stoves in people's homes. They don't have the power to do that. They don't have the regulatory power to do that. And yet these agencies are going forward with that. That's the kind of thing that needs to be pulled back so those agencies don't interfere and do things like that.
All right, on another more malevolent level, the deep state, does that exist in your view that's more sinister, more plotting, more like a coup from the inside, more driven by allegiance to corporate interest, Obama, something like that?
I will tell you, having worked in two federal agencies before I came to Heritage, that at the Department of Justice, for example, which we have seen weaponized by Merrick Garland, 90-95% of the career people who work there are radical leftists. And so they do everything they can when a Republican president comes in to thwart everything that he wants to get done. It's the opposite with a Democratic president. They run with everything a Democratic president wants to do and go far beyond us. So that is a real problem in the federal government, which these days is a behemoth with over 2 million federal employees.
Yeah, absolutely. And my producer, Dan, had a question.
Yeah. So please, again, feel free not to answer this question, Hans, because I don't know where it stands. But if there is a deep state and this deep state is strong enough to involve federal aspects of the government, there's a lot of conspiracy theories asking if this was some kind of inside job, this assassination, that it was, quote, the deep state. With your expertise in knowing about the deep state and what they're capable of, is this something that could potentially be done by them, or do you think that this is that it would be so sloppily exposed, or where do you stand on the whole situation with the assassination?
Well, look, there's no evidence that that was something deliberate. On the other hand, there's plenty of evidence of incompetence of the director of the Secret Service and all kinds of very basic security steps that didn't get taken. And I suspect, unfortunately, that it's a matter of incompetence. I mean, just think about the fact that in an interview, a prior interview before all this, what was the main goal of the director of the Secret Service? To make sure that 30% of the Secret Service ranks were women.
30 by 30,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look, her number one job is to protect the president and other government officials, and that means hiring the best people, regardless of their race or their gender. And yet, that's not what she was focused on. And I suspect once investigation's over, they're going to find that it was that kind of attitude that led to the numerous mistakes that were made in Pennsylvania.
Hans, a couple of other things. You see these, it's like whack-a-mole. They keep on popping them up. That under this project, let's see, overtime, they would get, you'd get rid of overtime and school lunches would be greatly curtailed, or you'd be starving the kids. I don't know where those come from. Wait, so you tell me, what have you heard some of them out there that Project 2025, if executed, would do, and tell us why you think it's ridiculous?
Well, getting rid of overtime, that's a total and complete lie. Now, I will tell you what it does say. You know, in the U.S., under the rules from the Department of Labor, if you work more than 40 hours in a week, you have to be paid overtime by your employer. All that we propose is that they ought to have a little more flexibility in the rules for people who work varied schedules. And what I mean by that is we propose that if you want to work a different kind of schedule for a two-week period, you ought to be able to do that. Let's say, look, in a two-week period, normally you would work 80 hours. Well, if you as an employee want to work 60 hours one week and 20 hours the next week, your employer ought to be able to let you do that. But under the current situation, he'd have to pay overtime for you, even though in that 2 weeks, you're not working more than 80 weeks. And we don't see any reason why you shouldn't allow that kind of flexibility. But getting rid of overtime pay, that's a lie. That is a fabrication.
Are you guys going to come up with your top 10 list? This is what I would advise, because it's wild, the stuff that's out there, the top 10 lies that are out there. It would be interesting as a way to rebut this. So on one hand, it's got to feel good that this is getting attention. But the people giving it attention, I don't think, are reading it and actually wanting to joust with the policies. So the downside is that people are going to be chilled, as you said, about executing this. Or let's say this, during the election cycle now, President Trump has distanced himself from it. That's without a doubt. He said he's not part of it, nothing to do with it. What's the response of Heritage on that?
Well, he wasn't. Yeah, and that's true. He wasn't part of it, but he didn't need to be part of it, because our whole hope was that, like I said, we will hand it to a newly elected president and hope that the president will take it, read it, and say, you know, these are very good ideas. We should put them in place. Look, as for all the attention, hey, this thing is not secret. People should go and look at it themselves, and the more people who are intrigued by this criticism to actually go read it themselves, the better. Because I think they'll say, hey, this stuff I'm reading, It makes sense. This is the way these government agencies ought to be run.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Where did they go, Hans, to find it?
Project2025.org. Very easy. And by the way, we did put out a list of myths versus facts on Twitter, now X, about all these claims that are being made that are total lies.
We will find that and promote that too. Hans, thank you. Have a nice weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So, again, with this, it stuns me. I don't know, Dan, if I agree with them. They're doing this just to distract. They look, over at Biden-Harris, they're in chaos, but they did see that as a result of the Black Entertainment Awards, I think, maybe, when you see something trending on Twitter that gets more than Taylor Swift or at this time of the, well, coming up this time of the year, the NFL, and you're in a campaign that has nothing, what are you going to do? Go for it. So can they make Project 2025, this villainous piece, the kind of takeover, suddenly they're concerned about civil service, et cetera. What it is about is more garden variety. The people that have allowed to make rules, actually make how our lives are lived, and or try to slow down presidents like Trump. And in a second Trump administration, if allowed to, they're going to go wilder. Because they believe it's Hitler. They believe it's their duty. They believe they'd be celebrated if they're caught trying to stop what Trump wants to do. They run out the clock, and then we're on to another administration. I haven't read every page of this, but I have the plot down of what they're exposing here. And they're trying to develop a master list of people that Trump could count on coming in. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. You can give me your reaction. I still am amazed, though. Taylor Swift, you know, not so much at this point, people Googling that. But the NFL at this period of time, I mean, my God, hard to believe. For this? Aha, you know what it is. The conspiratorial always wins out. That's been the theme this week. This is conspiratorial on the left that's engaged in this. And their side of it, I guess, go on there.
I really think they're trying to turn Heritage into what he was just saying is the deep state. Their very own Republican deep state that's controlling the Trump administration and being the Geppetto to Trump's Pinocchio or whatever it is. And that it's infuriating because, meanwhile, they're completely ignoring the, you know, influence that these corporations, ESG ratings, are having on every aspect of life.
They're doing the right thing here, the way that I see it. That Trump, let's face it, if you really want to change the country, what were the failings of the Trump administration the first time? They didn't get a lot of the wall done. There were other things that didn't get reformed. Why? You can't fly in by the seat of your pants. If you don't have the people in place day one that are going to execute this, what's going to happen? They are going to slow it down. They're going to stop it. They're going to fight it in court. They're going to try to expose anything that you do. That's where the challenge is. You got to meet them head on. They're entrenched. And it's pretty hard to get some of them out with civil service. So what you have to engage in, you have to have your own people ready to go down to the granular level. Now, is that conspiratorial? Is that Geppetto?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That was Dan Setter controlling Pinocchio. Oh, my God. All right, we'll get your calls on that. They're trying to hold the Democrat Party ransom. What does it take for him to get out? But I still think in the end, come Monday, next time we're on, he's still going to be in office. I don't think he's going to resign or say he's not going to run on Sunday or anything like that. I still think it's going on. Oh, he's weak from COVID now. Now would be a time you would think it would happen. And Democrats saying wild things like, seemingly wild, we'd have many primaries in the swing states. And then that person somehow or another would be the nominee when we get to the convention. Wow. Talk about in chaos here. And Josh Shapiro would be one of the leaders. Now, several people tell me, good sources, that Shapiro is a very methodical guy. He's not really interested in jumping in this kind of chaotic manner. And I would say that's always a mistake. In other words, when it's there, you got to go for it. Who knows by 2028? Who knows by 2020? The best example I can give you, Christie did not run in 2012. He was going to get ready. He had a 75-25 win, something like that. In Jersey, of course, to get that, he did Bridgegate, among other things. And then this phenom called Trump was there. And Christie, who looked big in 2012, didn't look so big in 2016.
So you don't think there's any hesitation on a VP, potential VP's part right now, thinking if we were to get lambasted in a landslide in this upcoming election, my political future goes kaput? And no, thinking maybe I just wait right. The 4 years. Governor Shapiro can continue building his resume and then in 4 years be, you know, that Biden administration was such a mess, but I had nothing to do with it. I'm the savior of the Democratic Party. Right. Vote for me.
You can kid yourself with that, but I think you can't predict what's going to happen in 4 years. In other words, it's so rare to get the opportunity to jump in there unless it's just disaster. I'm not saying he would jump at the VP. I'm talking about the big slot. If they do this primary thing, he would be in the running around that. I think you take your shot then. And if you come through pretty good because it's chaotic, you have a leg to stand on that you deserve a real shot. I'm in a camp. I've seen it with too many of these guys. They wait till it's more perfect. And what ends up happening? Somebody like Trump comes along. Who could predict it? That Trump would be coming along and just blow out of the water any other contender. You can't do anything about it. All right, so 855-839-1210, you'll get on board. I'm saying he'll still be there when we come back on Monday. There's even more pressure now, though, that's going on here. As far as the investigation, two things. We're trying to get with Brian Cutler. He is the Republican leader in Harrisburg. You haven't heard about this one, but we're on it. He's calling for a select committee, three Democrats. I guess he'd be on it, three Republicans. And what they're trying to do is to get to the bottom of the shooting, the Pennsylvania part, with local and state police and who did what. Democrats, I think, are going to try to block it, which politically, you got to ask, why? Why would we not want to get to the bottom of this, to kind of tamp down, to get to the truth as best as we can ascertain? The head of the Secret Service is going to testify on Monday. Now, that is going to be riveting stuff. I'm not sure. I guess that's not the task force. Dan, do we know? I didn't see the news report. If you know, tell me, because I don't know if Andrew's on that or who's on that, is going to testify before some committee on Monday. Then there is the task force that will be announced on Monday to get to the bottom of this. But the FBI, as the investigators on this, they're both inefficient and not trustworthy. But who else would you have investigated? Josh Hawley reporting, Senator Hawley, he has whistleblowers that talked about the fact they had few, if any, Secret Service there. They were mainly from Homeland Security. There were only seven local cops, was one news report today, that were there. You know, it seems to me that this was just disaster waiting to happen. Who would think this kid's going to be able to get in there or try to get in there, more likely, with all this going on? But again, Democrats are going to be on the defensive. And this is where they're going to get punished by the American people for this, I believe. How in the world would they not be as vocal at trying to get to the bottom of this? To dispel the notion, unless they think they can make Republicans look bad by having Republicans say, you know what, we think you intentionally did this in order to let someone take a shot at Trump. Are they trying to draw Republicans don't have to engage in that. Two things they can do. One, they can say what J.D. Vance sort of said. Yeah, when you're calling someone Hitler constantly and saying, if he gets in, he's going to be Hitler, the country's over. That is provoking somebody out there to react and say, I got to stop Hitler. But more importantly, there's documents on this. There's a bottom line of who was in charge up and down the line, point by point by point of what happened here. I'm not even saying to fix it in the future. I don't trust this organization at all. The Secret Service, they have had trouble the last 10 or 15 years. But there's apparently this 30 for 30 program, which is 30% females in several organizations by 2030. Yeah, you know, something like, I don't know, pick the most out of our lives organization. That's one thing. You're talking about life and death here. This is, in a month of staggering things, this is the most, to me, amazing thing. The more that you look at it, this could happen in this manner. And that the outcome is that Trump turned his head at the right time. Can't find anything more amazing than that. A bigger incompetency than that. And I don't automatically leap toward, oh, it must be conspiratorial geniuses. No, I automatically look at government of any sort and say my first instinct is they could be royal screw-ups here. They could do anything that's incompetent. And they did. Monday, we'll have a lot to talk about to see exactly the testimony and see what Democrats do to try to run out the clock. All right, phone lines, though, to get in are 855-839-1210. As I said, though, the Pennsylvania thing, Cutler's traveling. It's okay. We'll get him on next week. I'm glad Pennsylvania's calling for this, too. Josh Shapiro should have called for it. Why didn't he call for it? Well, you know, Democrats are going to try to protect this. In what way, shape, or form? How would you try to hide this? The more you do that, the more you're provoking everything in the world to come out of the woodwork. Democrats dismissing this idea, Brian Cutler, saying, oh, we already have the FBI. How can you do better than that? They'll be comprehensive. I think what he's thinking of here is that the swamp, particularly in this case, Secret Service, let's face it, they want to portray these cops as local yokels. What the hell are they thinking of? This guy's climbing on the roof. People are telling them that, and they're in the building. They want to put the blame off on the local cop state police as not knowing what they're doing. And we all know the bottom line is that this is the role of the Secret Service. That's their one main function to deal with this. 855-839-1210. So I support the idea. It doesn't hurt. They could take a look at it from the perspective of local law enforcement, state police, and who knew what and where they were going in the beginning. But there's a lot of paperwork on this stuff. And come Monday, it's going to be interesting to see local police now. It's coming out, warned them that it lacked manpower. I think they had 7 cops in toto for this whole thing. That was it, to cover all that, the crowd, etc. And a lot of them were Homeland Security that were put in here. I don't know why it had to wait till Monday. I know the convention and everything else, but this just cannot go on. The allegations, the sheer incompetency of this. Trump is out there tomorrow in Michigan with J.D. Vance. Now, you know, at least at the convention, they finally wised up. You saw the people that they had out there protecting the president. These were big linebacker-like guys. That's one part. But this is one of the most shocking things imaginable. It really is. All they had to do, Sean Parnell, we add on. Why didn't they block it with equipment and other things they had there? Too much trouble? Come on. All right, Leslie in Bryn Mawr is next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Leslie, welcome in.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Did you happen to watch MSNBC's after coverage of the speech?
No. I was too busy adjusting my own green screen. Yeah, I didn't see
it. How about that? They're too chicken to even go.
It's stunning.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
That's how I look at them using the green screen. They know if they went there, they'd be confronted by a lot of people saying, you know, fake news. But their quote unquote, air quote, historian, Michael Beschloss.
Beschloss, yes.
Yeah, yes. They go to him and they ask for his critique of the speech. And he's like, well, he didn't even talk about, first of all, he lied. Didn't even talk about being a dictator. And I thought, he didn't talk about being a dictator. Why would he talk about being a dictator? You're the guys that are saying he's going to be a dictator. And then he goes on to say, and not like, so he's not telling us what he's going to do. And he never even brought up Project 25. And it's like, again, you guys are the ones pushing Project 25. That is not Trump's agenda.
Yeah, I think Trump's agenda is the part of it that's there. It's to get in. He realizes now too much flying by the seat of your pants. These guys are good at delaying and countermanding everything that you want to do. That's the flaw that Trump has. Let's face it. I mean, he's got everything else, but that's not so good. And you need people to do that. This is a blueprint to do it. That's all that it is.
What, Project 25?
2025 Project, Leslie. Look, there are other policy recommendations, but basically it's taking you inside the infrastructure. How do you stop people in departments from slowing everything down,
right,
leaking stuff, and just using the bureaucracy to outmaneuver you. I mean, look, Trump had, it was a failure on the wall because he didn't have the wherewithal to realize you had to put your people in place. You had to fight hard from the first day to overcome all this stuff. And they run out the clock. They're good at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Project 2025 has some great things in it.
Yeah.
But it isn't Trump's platform.
No.
Now, don't get me wrong. I think he intends to probably take a very hard look at that and use some of what is in there. But it is not his platform. And the way they just keep trying to tie him to it and repeating it over and over, it's just, it becomes annoying.
It is amazing to me, and I don't know what research they've done other than they did see, Leslie, I got to say, they did see when people Google it last week, it's more than Swift and it's more than the NFL. Let's face it, if I were on the other side and I got nothing other than abortion, that's what I'm going to run with. And
sure,
it's,
Well, and that's the Republican flaw, too, is we keep letting them write the narrative.
Yeah, exactly.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!